This episode was sponsored by Critical Dice and the Endless Bag of Dice. Welcome to The Compendium, a resource designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing. So let's talk about what happens when someone levels up.
So a lot of stuff. So where do we even want to start that conversation? What do you think makes sense?
Okay, so I've been thinking about this. And so what I would say the easiest thing for a person to do when it's time for them to level up is go to the page in the player's handbook where it talks about what class you are. And so if I am playing a fighter, I'll go to page 71. And like all of the classes, there's going to be a handy dandy little chart there. Some are larger than others, but it lists out everything that happens, all the kind of notable differences when you go up a level. So I'm looking at the fighter chart here, and it has 1 through 20, and that tells me what the proficiency bonus is. And we talked about proficiency bonus before, but basically it's a number that gets added to a lot of different things that represents you getting better at doing whatever job it is you do in the party, whether you're a frontline fighter or a spellcaster or a healer or whatever. And this is all the same for everybody. It goes up at the same time, by the same amount, no matter what class or race you're playing. And then it says features. And it says, okay, so at level 2, you get Action Surge, one use. And then at third level, a Martial Archetype, and so on and so forth. And so all you have to do is then flip over to the page where it says has that big heading on it for Action Surge. And you can go, oh, well, this is the new thing I get to have. And you just write down on your sheet Action Surge and remind yourself in like little, you know, shorthand what that means. And you're done. Now, if you're a spellcaster, there's a lot more to do. It's really funny. I have players who have always been spellcasters and now they're playing like rogues or fighters. And they're like, I was driving to the game and I was like, oh no, I haven't leveled up my character. And then they're like, oh yeah, I'm playing a rogue. I have one thing to write down on my sheet. No big deal. But when you get to spellcasters, what's the biggest thing that they get as they go up is they get access to more spells and more spell slots. And so I'm looking at the paladin here on 83. And as he goes up from, say, from level 4 to level 5, he gets an extra attack. His proficiency bonus goes up by 1. And he gets one more first level spell slot. And he gets his very first second level spell slots. And he gets 2 of those. And so now he knows, oh, okay, well, I can, I have more spells that I can cast on a given day. And if he goes back and looks at the calculation of how he chooses how many spells he can prepare, it's probably gone up as well. And so now he has to choose a few more spells to get to prepare every single day.
And yeah, so that's, and if I was just going to say, you know, if you guys are getting a little bit confused about the spells or spell slots or some of that language, refer to episode 5. We actually do a whole episode dedicated to what spell slots are and preparing spells and all of this different lingo. So if some of that's throwing you for a loop, just refer back to some of our other content and it'll help kind of fill you in.
Yeah. And I don't want to circle back to that too much. I'm hoping people either heard that episode or they're familiar with it. But yeah. And so that's the big, big things. Now, the other thing that people need to think about is they need to think about their hit points and their hit dice. So hit points are based mostly on a person's hit dice. So when you created your character, it told you at the very beginning what kind of die you use to indicate where your hit points come from. In the case of this paladin, just to stay on the same page, he uses a D10 for his hit dice. And so when he goes up from level 4 to level 5, he's going to get one more D10 to add to his pool of hit dice. And what he's going to do is he's going to roll that new die, take the result and add his constitution modifier to it, and that gets added to his hit points. So those go up as well. Hopefully he rolls high. So that's great. Now, you do need to keep track of your hit dice, because what hit dice do is that if you're taking a short rest during an adventure, that's an hour of light or no activity where you're just kind of catching your breath, you can roll any number of hit dice you want up to your maximum, in this case 5, and take the result plus your constitution and gain back that many hit points while you rest. And so this is an easy non-magical way of getting back hit points and some other things during a short rest so that you can continue on into the dungeon, the castle, the keep, the forest to hopefully attain your goal without having to camp down for the night and kind of reset with a long rest. And so that's what those hit dice are there for.
Yeah. And like you said, you get an additional hit die for every level that you increase. So if you're a level 5, you should have 5 hit dice in your repertoire. If you're a level 20, you should have 20 hit dice. So that's an easy thing. You just get one extra one there. And then like you said, for the HP, you take a single one of those dice. Unfortunately, you don't get to roll all of the,
that would be insane.
The hit dice that you've accumulated. And then you roll that every single time you level up. So there's certain leveling up traits that you only get here and there, depending on what level you get to. But this is something that happens no matter what your class is, no matter what your level is. This is going to happen continuously every single time you get leveled up.
Right. And that rolling that new hit die, that number is being added to your maximum hit point value. Okay. So that raises the ceiling of how many hit points you can have. But when you spend them during a short rest, that's regaining missing hit points up to that new maximum. And you only have so many to use. And so if you take 2 short rests during an adventure and you spent 2 hit dice in the first one, 3 hit dice in the third one, you're out of hit dice. And now you're going to have to rely on magical healing, or you're going to have to rely on finding a safe place to have a long rest where you can gain back all of your hit points. And you actually only gain back half of your maximum hit dice to spend per long rest.
I mean, my player's a little bit disappointed when I told them of that caveat in the player's handbook. And they're like, wait, what? I was like, yeah, you only get half of them back, guys. Sorry.
Yeah. You can get worn down pretty easily if you're not careful. So
yeah.
Until you get to Rivendell and take a long rest for a couple of weeks with the elves, you gotta, you know, watch this hit die.
Thanks so much for equipping the compendium. If you like what you heard today, make sure you check out the other mini episodes in this same episode series, or once all the mini episodes have been published, you can listen to the full length episode to hear Jason and I talk about all of these concepts together, as well as a little bit of extra bonus content that's not included in these mini episodes. If you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to the Compendium podcast so that you're the first to know when a new episode comes out that can help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing.